Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, listeners, Shalamar, Shack Attack, Shawaddy Waddy, and wonderful to be in your company again. It's Clinton Solomon Nectarine Baptiste with another edition of my all-new paranormal podcast with me in the studio. Oh, it's the wonderful Linda Pollard. Hello, Linda!
Hello, Clinton.
Oh, how have you been, my love?
Well, I'm better now, but I had a bit of bad luck earlier on this week.
Oh, my goodness. Go on, try and tell us.
I tried a celebrity skincare regime. It's all a go now, you know.
Right.
My face fell off.
What do you mean?
My face fell off. It just flaked to bits. It was like waking up in the Turin shroud every morning on my pillow.
Was that a joke, Linda? Just to try and remind us.
No, it's true. Look at my complexion now, though. It's like a baby's bum.
Oh, God. Yeah, listen, so what happened? What is it? Is it something you buy in the shops? It wasn't mail order.
Face cream, and everyone's going on about it, saying it's the best thing since, well, the last celebrity face cream. But this one, I think she's doing us all in, this one.
Well, what is it?
Want to say whose it is, because the stands might come after me.
Go on, who is it?
Rihanna.
God, in this light, you do look a bit like Rihanna. Bloody hell. Yeah.
But I think I've got a theory. She's up the duff, you see. I think she's trying to take all the available women out while she's indisposed.
Well, don't worry. I'm sure you'll be all right. Linda. Come on, let's. We're only having a little bit of a laugh. Of course we are. Hold on. Where's the laughter one? And, you know, well, that's what all we can do now before happens. Ladies and gentlemen, can I just say, this is very, very important. I just want to say this, Linda, that I, as you know, I want to open things out a little bit, make it a little bit more culturally diverse.
Yeah.
This, and I do love the ancient mystical arts of the Chinese and that over there in the Far East. And this week I took receipt of none other than this. Chinese fortune cookies. Wonderful. I'm a great believer in this stuff. And I just wanted to... they come mail order. I don't know exactly where they come, but I think it may be Wuhan, something like that. And they do... For anyone who's unaware what a fortune cookie is, it has some sort of prediction for your life inside. Traditionally, in the ancient Chinese calendar, it's to be enjoyed after a meal of, you know, pork balls or what have you, the duck, the fully roasted duck, quarter, half, even a full.
It's not really a duck, that is it?
What?
Duck.
It's not really a duck.
I don't think it is. I think it's chicken or something.
If any of our Chinese restaurant friends are here and would like to get in touch, what a scurrilous.
Because the seaweed's cabbage, isn't it?
Oh, well, yes. I mean, I don't believe they went to get some bloody seaweed. They deep-fried some...
Call it cabbage, then,
won't you? Of course it's duck. What do you bloody well think it is?
Well, I don't... It's very hard to tell, isn't it, by the time they've done with it?
Can I just apologise to our friends from the Far East? Linda is a very sheltered person. She's now made the scurrilous claim that crispy duck out of a Chinese restaurant... It's not actually crispy. What do you think it is, then?
I don't know. It's very hard to tell once they've battered
it. Thank you very much, Linda. More culinary expertise.
Can I open my...
Yes, open your...
Is it torture?
This is a real, genuine Chinese... Don't eat it!
Very good.
Christ knows where it's come from. And what does it say? Can I say? Oh, let me open that and have a look at that.
You read it, because I've got a mouthful.
It just says here, it says, Linda, this year you will end up in hospitality.
Oh.
You, don't worry, that. Get rid of that one. Let's try another one there. Hold on. Oh, crap. Hold on. It's all gone all over the floor.
You're making a terrible mess.
I'm making a right threat. Oh, here, look. Is this for you, Linda? It says, if you really want to know the competition, try looking in the mirror. Maybe not quite as much as you, because that does border on the unhealthy, my love. Yeah, this is a good one. What's it saying? Sometimes the most unpromising roads lead to the most beautiful destinations, unless you're on the A505 to Luton, because that really is a shit-hole. Let's move on, and we've got so much... Oh, my... Oh, hold on, what's it? Yeah, what's that say? Nothing is more funny than a family at home. Fucking hell, they obviously haven't seen Mrs. Brown's boys. What have you been up to this week, Linda, apart from doing your face?
Putting my face back on.
Right.
Trying to avoid that flipping...
Oh, God.
Ruth.
Ruth has just been an absolute bloody nightmare. I'm going to play this out. This is Ruth this week. Well, it's not a bad Tuesday morning. It's quite sunny. If I move these curtains back there. Yeah, it's a beautiful... Oh, Christ. Oh, my God. Linda. Oh, God, Ruth's coming up the bloody garden path. What do you want? Go away! What? Oh, Christ, she's coming to the bloody front door. Can I help you at all?
Can I come in?
All right, come in. Ruth.
Right. She's been in here, hasn't she? Linda's... Where's she
yes,
been?
She has been in here. She works here.
She's been on the bed?
She hasn't been on the bloody bed. She works in the office.
Is she under the bed?
Under where, the bed?
Where is she?
Okay, don't look under the bed. Don't be stupid.
You're there, Linda. Linda!
Ruth! What do you want?
Is she outside?
But, oh God.
Is she outside?
Go and have a look.
I can smell her. I can smell her. She's in here.
Ruth, listen.
She's too fat to go under the chair.
Can you stop it? She's not fat.
She is. She's fatter than me.
Listen to me. Will you listen to me? Please, Ruth, stop it.
She's been in the bed.
You work for me for a short amount of time. That's it, all right?
Look at the paper here now. It's a mess. She's made a mess.
Well, she hasn't. That's not her work. Yes, that's just a few little bits. Leave that! Leave that!
I can do it. I can do it. I can
don't
do
touch it. Don't touch it.
No,
please don't touch it.
I'm touching it because it needs me to touch it.
You're not touching it.
That's better. Look how good I am.
Ruth, could you leave, please?
I'll make a cup of tea.
No, don't touch the
hot
tea.
Hot chocolate. I make your hot chocolate.
I don't want any bloody hot chocolate. I think you better leave, Ruth.
I'm not going.
I'm going to phone the police.
Phone the police. I'm not going.
Don't phone the police!
Get off there! Don't touch that phone!
Get me that phone. Don't turn the police.
I want you. Help! Help! Help!
No,
help!
No,
well, I think you'd agree, she is getting a little bit much, isn't she?
She is a bit, and I wish I knew what was at the base of it. Did you do anything?
No, nothing happened. I made sure my door was locked every night. You get some of this.
It's not the windpipe she was after.
It's not my bloody windpipe, I'll tell you that.
I've got the wrong idea about anything.
Eh?
Well, it just seems a little bit more than professional jealousy, doesn't it?
Oh, God, the thought of it.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Let's move to some more phone messages now.
One new message.
Just seen it, Clinton. It's up the woods there. And I've seen this big scary beast. And he said, "Bad days are coming."
Hiya. Hi, Clinton. It's Jan. We met at Spark Nightclub. Can you remember? You were rather worse for wear, weren't you? Anyway.
Hello? Is that the paranoia hotline? Hello? Hello? You've not...
I've got something very spooky to share. Every time I watch Neighbours, there is a weird banging from the walls. How can you... I've just realised it's the neighbours complaining.
Well, so much for those. Shite as usual. Let's move on to our spooky stories. Foul-mouthed ghost haunts walkers by telling them to fuck off at the sight of an 18th century murder in Somerset's Dead Woman's Ditch. Now, this was a fast, because you sent me this, didn't you,
yes,
Linda?
I saw the headline and I thought, this is your department.
Right up my street. A ghost is haunting a famous beauty spot where she tells walkers to fuck off. Ramblers reported a woman in white scaring them with foul-mouthed rants. She was spotted at Dead Woman's Ditch in Somerset, the site of a 1789 murder. This woman in white has been disturbing the peace with foul-mouthed rants as she spooked ramblers at Dead Woman's Ditch in the Quantic Hills in Somerset. The area was named after the murder of Jane Wolford by her husband John in 1789. Now, there's obviously a lot of poo-pooers, but there's like a local fellow, Philip King, said, "Given the behaviour of many visitors in the hills and the vast numbers, I can understand why she's ticked off." Whilst another local, Valerie Moss, added, "I wonder when the F-bomb made it into current usage might help date the ghost." What do you make of it? I mean, there must be something in it, you know.
Well, first of all, there's never an excuse for rudeness like that.
Let's make that perfectly clear. If you are from the hinterland, if you are from that terrible area between Earth and the unknown, I'm not talking about Northampton, you know, you do have a duty to keep a civil tongue in your mouth.
I think so. And, you know, people are just going for walks and stuff. They're minding their own business. You're the one who's chosen to hang around there, somewhere where you didn't have a good time.
Yeah, but can I just pick you up on that? That's what happens. That spirit has not been allowed to pass over, Linda. You don't understand the very basics of the thing. They're haunted.
Right, so that's why they're pissed off.
Yeah. It's almost that they're in a sort of... How can I describe? They're almost in the sort of U-bend, stuck in the U-bend. And it's my job as a paranormal investigator and a felicitator to facilitate... Not a felicitator, that sounds like something to do with sucking someone off. I'm not talking about that. A facilitator. I am, if you like, the bent wire coat hanger that's being shoved down the U-bed to try and unlodge them. Do you understand?
A paranormal plunger.
A paranormal plunger, exactly what I am. That's what they're stuck, my love.
So what would you say to this woman then, all sweary mouth there in the dead woman's ditch?
If you're out there, my love, listen, in the dead woman's ditch, someone said killed in 1789, apparently, according to the Daily Mail.
I mean, it's been a while. Get over it.
Get over it, my love. Come on, move on. You know what? There's precious few things we can do nowadays. A few ramblers walking around. There's nothing wrong with it. So come on, leave them alone and keep a fucking civil tongue in your mouth, please, my love. Bloody hell. Now, this is fascinating, this, because if you go to that, and I'd want to concentrate less on that, but if you go to that story, you will see the most amazing thing. I'm going to play a little clip right now. It's basically, you know how, like, the Daily Mail, they'll have a story, then they'll have a video appertaining to something else. Well, this, the video that goes with it, is equally spooky. It's in a boozer not far away. A ghostly hand knocking off a pint of lager. And this is absolutely intriguing, this. Knocking a pint of lager off a table. Right, we're going to talk you through it as we play it. What are we seeing here? Right, it's like... It's in a pub and we're watching some people around the table, aren't we, Linda?
This is the pint that gets knocked over.
Watch this. This is fascinating. You can see this online.
Yeah.
Dailymail.co.uk.
You'll see a hand on it in a minute. It's going to push.
Has that fella got no top on?
You're not supposed to be looking at that. Look at a pint that's about to be knocked on the floor.
Right now, I think.
Here, watch this. You can see a ghostly hand comes around and touches the pint. I'm not kidding.
See the hand?
Yeah.
No.
No way.
Yep.
Yeah, look,
you
look.
Watch. That'll go in a minute.
Just on the wire.
See the hand?
I just moved it.
Yeah, wait, watch.
Yeah, look at this.
No one's near it.
It's coming up. Hang in there, here we go.
Hand.
And yeah. Watch.
See that?
Oh. That was his nip on it.
Fucking hell. Now that is what I'm doing this podcast for. Linda, even you must agree that that was scary.
I don't know whether we're watching the same thing, Clinton, because I just saw a man knock over his pint with his own knee.
Absolutely not. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to go and have a look at this, it's online. It's at Daily Mail Online. It's a 300-year-old pub in Dunstable where clearly a ghostly hand has come and knocked a pint over onto the fucking floor. Now, if you're in my local... Some of the shit they sell in there, you probably would. You just chuck it straight in the bin, ghostly or unghostly.
Oh, I don't know whether that was spooky. Just Linda, bloody clumsy.
Linda, did you look at what I was looking at?
Don't think I did. I didn't see a hand. I saw a bloody big knee.
If anybody would like to take up Linda's position as a PA to me and co-host of what is, quite honestly, a paranormal podcast which deals with ghosts, feel free to write in. Ruth, not you! Very, very spooky. Now, that happened in Dunstable. I know for a fact, I've done a little bit of work at BBC Three Counties in Dunstable. I know you have too.
Yes, yeah, briefly.
What do you think of Dunstable? Is it a scary place? Is it a haunted place?
Well, I mean, where Three Counties is, it's quite modern, isn't it? Because it's near the theatre.
That's right.
Some of the shows there have been a little bit...
Yeah, I've seen some horrific things in there.
Yes.
Amateur dramatics. The thing to remember about amateur dramatics is it's exactly the same as a professional theatre. Only shit.
Exactly.
Yeah, horrors I've seen there.
But I do know a little interesting fact. Well, a big interesting fact about Dunstable.
Yeah, go on.
Is where Henry VIII got his divorce done, because it was, you know, out of the way. He could do it on the sneak.
Really?
Yes.
Don't you get that thing where people always say, oh, no, this is Henry VIII's old hunting lodge. This is where Henry VIII did that and the other.
Well, he famously got about, didn't he?
Yes, he did. I've done... The only thing that I find horrific about Dunstable is there is an Asda there when I've done some... Bear with this. And they are very, very keen to give you a parking ticket, aren't they?
Yeah, you've got to keep your receipt, Clinton.
You've got to keep your receipt. Do not be tempted. If anyone's ever doing an interview at BBC Three Counties there, do not park in the bloody Asda car park and think you're going to get away with it, because you bloody well won't.
Although the staff in there are quite nice. Once I went in with a bit of a sniffle and I got given a fisherman's friend.
Oh, listen, if the staff are there at Asda in Dunstable, can I say, first of all, thank you very much for giving her a fisherman's friend.
Yeah. Sorry about the snot, Matt.
But no, I'm not taking the piss out of Dunstable. It's quite a nice place. And it does have, if that's anything to go by, it does have a very spooky heritage. to your emails now. Would you read this one out, Linda? This is fascinating. Come on.
My pleasure. Hi, Clinton. I live in a flat in a 200-year-old rectory that used to belong to the church across the road.
Oh, yeah.
Ever since I've moved in, I've had things moving around and strange noises, which haven't bothered me. But a few weeks ago, I walked into my living room and there were kiddies' handprints all over the inside of my window. God. No little kids have been in my flat. What are your thoughts on the matter? And do you have any advice? Many thanks, Selena.
Selena is something of a paranormal enthusiast. And she puts here, P.S. Loving the podcast. And because I know how much you love Yvette, I've included a very sexy photo I took of her. Look at that, Linda.
I think that's a little bit inappropriate.
Oh, Yvette. Getting back to the handprint. The only time I've had handprints on the windows when I had roots staying around is me trying to get out, banging on the window.
Well, that reminds me.
Go on.
You know the ginnel thing last week?
Oh, yes, yes, you, your driveway sort of thing.
And the butty box.
The butty box, yeah. Ruth's butty box, yes.
Well, I think she's coming closer to the house. Now, it might not be Ruth, it might be someone else. I think it's Ruth.
Why do you think that? Go on.
Well, it was like, it wasn't a handprint on the window, on our Deborah's window. It was, well, it was basically Ruth's forehead and nose. And let's just say, you can tell she's got a cold.
Do you know what? That's really spooky. And I'll tell you why, because I had something similar. On my window, I saw what I assumed someone had rubbed a Brillo pad against my patio doors. It might have been Ruth's pubis.
Well, I'm glad it was just snot on mine then.
Jesus! Listen, I've got to tell you, if you're out there, Ruth, please stop going round to Linda's house, sticking your big forehead against her window. Well, time now for your paranormal headlines to be appearing in the papers first thing tomorrow when you wake up. Chat, it's Fate magazine, £2.20 from all good supermarkets, are going with Burnt Alive because I have otherworldly powers, but also because of a faulty three-bar heater in our caravan in Bexhill-on-Sea. Take a break, have the shock headline, Death Messengers brought me back to life. Don't mind the NHS, love. 1 minute clapping them on the bloody doorstep, next minute you've forgotten all about them, you evil witch. Jesus. Whilst Haunted Monthly have a feature with a ghost-busting couple, Jesse and Jamie Hawkins from Colchester. Who are you going to call? Not you two fucking idiots for a kick-off. And those are your paranormal headlines for tomorrow. Well, that was a lot of fun. Linda Pollock, she will be back next time. Linda, what are you going to go and do now? A bit of shopping, is it? Not at Asda's in bloody Dunstable, I'll tell you that.
If I do, I'll keep my receipt and take a handkerchief this time.
Absolutely. Oh, until next time, my love. Hold on. Oh, crap. Who's that?
You know who it looks like.
We're in my recording in my garage and there's someone in the back. Just a second. What do you want? She's gone.
Now, that was a real person, that. That wasn't spirit, was it? Because I saw it.
I got a feeling that was Ruth. Yeah, wasn't it? Red jacket. Them funny glasses. Moustache. That's not fooling anyone, is it, that disguise?
She's not very fast either, is she?
She's not very fast. And she left a lunchbox there as well. It's a clue. Bugger off! I think she's gone. This is getting beyond a joke. I'm going to have to speak to Ruth about this. I'm very sorry, Linda.
It's all right. I'm thinking maybe have a word with her mum as well.
Have a word with her mum, definitely. All right. Well, listen, until next time, thank you very much for joining us.
Of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Yeah, right. Clinton Baptiste here, offering you the chance to enjoy my Patreon podcast for free for 7 days. So many people have been joining me over there. It's a shame that you're not. We've got videos, cartoons, we've got all sorts of stuff, all the old back catalogue, and a chance for exclusive dibs on tickets before anyone else. Please come to patreon.com/Clinton Baptiste. All right, spirit fading now. See you there. Fading now.